Joe Khalil reports for News Nation. He is at the Washington Bureau in Washington, D.C. Joe, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing well this morning. Always good to be with you guys.
So just catch us up. What's the reporting on the status of the Trump administration handing the reins of power to the Biden administration, or at least including them should they actually get to be the president?
Well, as far as we know right now, the president is still going to remain down this line that, you know, he won the election. I think if someone is expecting, or if anyone out there is expecting that, you know, at some point he may concede and acknowledge, you know, that he lost, we may not ever see that between now and January, you know, when there's an inauguration. You know, on the other front, the transition process itself is still happening as much as it can. The thing is that the Biden team doesn't have access to some information that, you know, we think is pretty important when it comes to things like national security and when it comes to knowing, you know, stockpile information about PPE and, you know, preparing for handling the coronavirus. So there are some critical things that the Biden team, I think, is going to need access to that at this moment they're not getting. I should say there is pressure from Republicans at this point on the administration to at least let the Biden team get some, you know, private briefings on information that they're going to need to sort of get him up to speed. But right now, if we're expecting a public acknowledgement, we may not see that.
Yeah, right. So Joe Biden or his people do not, well, I guess it would be Joe Biden, are not privy to the daily intel briefings, that some
right.
of which I think Kamala Harris actually has access to as a high-ranking, well, I don't know if she's high-ranking, but she does sit on at least one important committee as a U.S. senator. What about the GSA? There's a woman in charge of the GSA who, my understanding is, has not released about $6 million in funds that enable an incoming administration to sort of get up to speed, rent office space, make some critical hires. Have those funds been released to your knowledge?
Not yet. And the GSA, the General Services Administration, essentially what they do is for the incoming administration, they will give office space, and as you said, they will give them funding to be able to start the job, essentially, you know, the minute that it's clear that one person has won the election. Because, again, it is critically important. You know, you think about a transition, right? The best way we put this in our reporting is if somebody was taking over the reins of a corporation or a university, you wouldn't want them on day one to just start that process. You'd want them to be up to speed on what's happening at that university or company. And so the GSA is the sort of behind-the-scenes agency that facilitates that and allows that to happen. And as far as we know, the administrator has not done that. She has actually publicly said, look, we don't call the winner. We're waiting for the winner to be clear. Many are arguing the election results are clear and that this should at least, you know, be happening now as a transition process. But as far as we know, those funds have not been released to the Biden team. Now, the Biden team says they're trying to begin this process anyway. But again, just they're doing it without the help and the resources that an incoming administration would normally get. So it's still a little bit of a challenge for them. I think every man on that man and woman on that team, on the Biden team, to a person would say it would be much easier had they been getting the resources that most incoming administrations do get.
I guess technically the election hasn't been certified, but suppose Donald Trump
right.
does retain his role as president. I think we could waste $6 million in this country if Joe Biden doesn't win. Go ahead and spend the money and give them that kind of office space. Give them a phone and a desk, for crying out loud.
And, you know, if I can clarify, too, in the past, because you're correct, states have not yet certified their elections. That happens at the end of November and then in early December, depending on which state we're talking about. But historically, as soon as we know the election results, that process begins. So typically the GSA does not wait until these states certify their elections before, you know, they provide this office space and funding and help get that administration ready to do the job.
The administration continues to say that they had a court victory in Pennsylvania, but by and large, these court cases are not gaining them much advantage, right?
So the court cases, in large part, have been dismissed by judges. Many of them are still pending. We should be clear about that. But just over the weekend, I think 9 more cases were dismissed. And at this point now, the one that the supporters of the administration have put the most stock into are these Pennsylvania cases where you had, you know, early mail-in ballots coming in. The way that the administration now, or the campaign, I should say, the Trump campaign is now pursuing these lawsuits is they are saying that, you know, county by county in Pennsylvania, the allegation now is that the more Democrat counties, we should say, allow people to correct their ballots if they turn them in early, and then there was a mistake or something, and that that was not allowed in Republican counties. So it has changed a lot. They're no longer alleging fraud in court. Now, you might hear on social media, you might see, you know, a press conference from somebody who is representing the campaign, but in court, the arguments are very different, and they're sort of slimmed down now. And so what we see sometimes on social media can be a little confusing and, frankly, misleading. The bar is much higher when it comes to evidence in court. And a lot of judges are simply saying the evidence that you presented here doesn't meet the bar, and so they're being dismissed in rather big numbers.
Joe Khalil is a reporter. He's in the Washington Bureau for News Nation in D.C. Okay, Joe, nice to hear your voice again. Thanks for the update on that. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.